Welcome back. It's a Wednesday, the 25th day of May, 2022. I'm your host, Mark Call, and ultimately, even though I don't like it, folks, we're going to end up in one major place today, but I do want to do a couple of other stories to kind of set the stage first. For example, courtesy of Hal Turner's radio show, the country of Hungary, he reported, declared a wartime emergency, a state of war, from midnight today to, quote, protect Hungary and Hungarian families by all possible means. Maybe that means at least some parts of Europe are starting to figure out where all of this is headed. On the bioweapons front of World War III, there's more about booga, 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 the next big thing. Yeah, Bill Gates is talking about it, and they're doing tabletop simulations as well. They even nailed the date on at least one of those. It's been reported already. So, you know, this looks like the likely winner to emerge from the bioweapons jamboree still to come. But, says another story from the same source, Hal Turner, can you guess what other thing the infamous Wuhan lab did gain-of-function research on? And if you say monkeypox, hey, take yourself an extra vitamin D pill. The very same biolab that performed gain-of-function research into booga, booga, booga coronaviruses, and no doubt helped to engineer some of the things we're seeing today, and is widely believed, as we now know, to have spawned the outbreak of COVID-19, with help from Peter Daszak and, of course, America's Dr. Mengele, Tony Fauci, has also been shown to have done research on monkeypox, which is in the news right on schedule. Virologica Sinica is an international journal which aims at presenting cutting-edge research on viruses all over the world. It's a peer-reviewed journal publishing original articles, reviews, and letters to the editor, and encompasses the latest developments on all branches of virology, it says. Back in February of this year, Virologica Sinica published a recent gain-of-function research project on, take a guess, monkeypox, performed by scientists at, yeah, you knew this because we've already been talking about it, but it was obvious anyway, at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in August 2021, while they were still basking in the glow of the COVID-19 84 pandemic. All of which kind of makes you wonder how dumbed down do people have to be in order to keep falling for the same thing over and over again. And that, folks, may very well be the theme for today. So, without further ado, this next sequence is yet another story I really didn't want to do, in spite of which I've certainly been expecting it. And we're now seeing these things being rolled out pretty much on a weekly basis, if not more often. And if you haven't figured out the message yet, you can expect them to continue and certainly accelerate. And the pattern and the lies ought to be downright disgusting. And that certainly goes double for the carnage, because, as always, folks, it's the pawns that are being offered up as human sacrifices. So I'll warn you up front, this was a difficult and disgusting sequence to put together, and it's going to be hard to listen to. Of course, it's even harder to watch your country being destroyed and your children's lives taken. It's tougher to starve, too, and that's certainly what they've got planned for those that they can't kill by all the other means that ought to be obvious by now. America got yet another high-profile lesson in what the left has accomplished this week by pretty much turning all of the nation's public indoctrination centers not only into cesspools of miseducation and outright child sexual abuse, but gun-free killing zones to boot, when the gun control crowd was rewarded with yet another success story. 19 kids and a couple of fully disarmed teachers executed in a grade school in Uvalde, Texas, by what turns out to be, no surprise here, literally the poster boy of the satanic left. Was it a false flag? Was he just an FBI patsy? Was he on his SSRIs, or had he quit taking them? All questions, of course, that the knee-jerk press doesn't want you to ask and isn't about to answer. But they'll tell you en masse, over and over and over again, until you're sick and tired of it, where he bought those ugly black automatic, and that's an outright lie, assault weapons, and how much he paid for them. No, they're not going to tell you what pharmacia he was taking, where he bought that, or what he paid for that, or even whether Americans' tax dollars may have paid for it. Stories do belatedly admit he was well known to cops for various bust-ups with his drug-addicted mother. Some of them even admit that the gun-free killing zone rampage might have been even worse but for somebody showing up with a gun. In this case, it was a nearby Border Patrol agent who rushed to the school without backup and did what nobody else in the gun-free killing zone was even able to contemplate as they were being mercilessly executed. And we'll certainly never know, nor will the media entertain the question, whether either of the two teachers in that carnage would have been able to make a difference at their God-given, once constitutionally protected rights to defend themselves and their charges, those children, had actually been respected. It almost certainly could have been any worse, but I suspect that they both died, certainly feeling helpless, and hopefully, although it was arguably too late by then for them, knowing they could have done more. And there's a moral in this story that ought to resonate with all of us today. before it is too late for all of us. I'm not going to spend too much more time, folks, going through the details of this latest probable false flag. If there's one thing we've learned for sure by now, it's that gun-free killing zones tend to attract these kind of things, and we're guaranteed to get more of them. Even the gun-banning totalitarian leftists admit that. Look at how they gleefully catalog them, although they certainly lie about all the implications and causes. Case in point, do a web search. You're going to get all kinds of leftist stories right up there at the top of the Google returns. One from NPR, where else, says this. It's 21 weeks into the year, and America has already seen 213 mass shootings. Yeah, sounds like they're thrilled about it. That's an average of 10 a week, they prattle. And here's one from the AP, reveling in the fact that 169 of them since the Columbine debacle, before which time, they admit, way between the lines, they tended to be very rare, few and far between, are mass school shootings. And what do they all have in common since the gang rape of the Second Amendment only a few years earlier? Guns are not only prohibited on school campuses, but even nearby. The disgustingly misnamed Gun-Free School Zone Acts. Plural, actually. How's that working out for you? Furthermore, folks, I'll admit a certain absolute disgust with the wall-to-wall coverage and political machinations I've been seeing here, almost like they're as thrilled about some dead kids so that they can sacrifice gun rights on the altar of Molech as they are about killing kids before they come out of the womb. Isn't it funny how people who want to groom little kids and cut off their genitalia and inject them with all kinds of drugs to kill them either before or after they're allowed to come out only really care about dead kids? When they can use it to advance a political agenda that enables them to kill everybody else once they're disarmed too? If you're not offended by the incredible hypocrisy you're seeing in the press now, you should be. All of which leads me to a couple of comments from a great piece by Brandon Smith, entitled Gun Rights Are More Important Than False Security and Appeasing Leftists, for Alt Market US. Beginning by noting that if there's one holy grail target, outside of perhaps abortion, that the political left obsesses over more than anything else, it's getting their hands on that most hated piece of the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, and erasing it forever. Why, it goes beyond critical race theory, beyond gender politics, even perhaps the abortion debate, although, admittedly, that one serves the same end. Their problem is that ever since the original Obama regime, they've consistently hit a brick wall when it comes to trying to convince the general public to give them another inch of ground on their gun control and confiscation agenda. And I'll skip over some of his rehash of history here, basically making the point that the intention of the political far left is not reasonable gun control. It really is confiscation, and incrementalism is the name of the game. To get to essentially today's approach, I note, says Brandon Smith, that whenever gun crimes and mass murders are committed by people that are ideologically opposed to conservatives, the media and the leftists, oops, guess that's redundant, but we'll give him that, often conveniently stop caring about actually taking action there. They only seem to care when the crime can be associated, or at least lied about, with their political enemies. We all know, he says, that leftists constantly argue that conservatives are inherently dangerous, so it's only one more step for them to claim that conservatism itself is a mental illness and that certain people's guns, and you know who you are, should be taken away by default. Oh yeah, folks, remember red flag laws? Even Trump said, hey, we'll take the guns first, worry about due process later. But that enables them to overlook real mental illness. Let's, he says, talk about recent active shooters like Peyton Gendron, with clearly bizarre political and ideological beliefs that have nothing to do with conservative principles. Democrats like AOC and Chuckie Schumer, he notes, immediately tried to link Gendron, the grocery store shooter in the Buffalo gun-free killing zone, to conservatives and the Republican Party. Yet, it only took a few days' time for them to suddenly grow silent about the whole event. And then the media, too, was oddly quiet. What gives? Well, as it turns out, Gendron's philosophies were entirely socialist, with tinges of fascism and outright communism in the same framework. In fact, Gendron stated on multiple occasions that he hated conservatives, and he identified himself as an eco-fascist, even had a history of reports concerning his mental health and safety. So the media's focus on replacement theory, as they laughably now call it, was a clear distraction from the real issue at hand. Their assertion was, if you're critical of illegal immigration, you must be a racist. Automatically, you share the same ideological boat with people like Peyton Gendron. But their narrative fell apart when it became obvious that Gendron was, in fact, actually anti-conservative. Now, in the most recent case of Salvador Ramos in Uvalde, Texas, details are still emerging. But some information has already been leaked despite the media's quick move to control the narrative and even shut off access to his various socialist media accounts. For example, says Brandon Smith, Ramos is not the white conservative monster the leftists need to fulfill their narrative requirements. Photos are in circulation, allegedly taken from his social media accounts, suggesting he was transgendered and even identified as, quote, they, them. And I'll stress here, notes Smith, that though this claim through his social media accounts have been completely scrubbed, right now there's no way to confirm whether they're true or not. You still have to ask the question, why were his accounts removed so quickly? Maybe we'll know more over the next couple of days. But you can probably already guess, folks, which outlets aren't going to report on it either way. Because even to admit that the question should come up short-circuits the agenda.
Brandon Smith then notes that the common thread between all of these killers and events is not guns or even gun rights. Rather, it's the blatant signs of mental illness and ideological zealotry. Notice how they seem to go together, except when it comes to politicians, the press, and those who are covering for them. The media, though, won't address the issue. There's a surprise. And political puppets, like the marionette in chief himself, will not address it either. Remember, the goal is gun confiscation. Public safety not only has nothing to do with it, I'll say it again, they want you dead. So if they actually cared about public safety, writes Smith, then the mental illness connection certainly wouldn't be ignored. And furthermore, folks, neither would the connection with SSRIs like Prozac, Luvox, and other psychoactive drugs that have often been called, correctly, mass murder drugs. Not a peep about that in any of the press coverage on any of these spate of mass murders dating back literally years at this point. You want to talk about a powerful lobby? Good grief. Forget the so-called gun lobby and NRA. Ask about Big Pharma, who really does have not only liability protection, but a complete media blackout on everything associated with the murders they're complicit in. Even dare to ask the question. The so-called three-letter news agencies will cut you off before it even gets on air live. And that's what time delays are for. From there, and I debated whether or not to do this, but I think as you listen to it, you realize, as disgusting as it may be, it really is important that we put all of this on the table today. We're going to go to the fake president, or at least one of his body doubles, who wasted no time at all before trying to capitalize, make political hay, over the bodies of the latest victims of mass murder in a gun-free killing zone. The Biden Fuhrer read again from his teleprompter, and his Chinese communist puppet masters really do think maybe this time dumbed-down Americans will finally give up their guns and make what they've got planned next oh so much easier. And if you don't, the beatings will continue until morale improves, or whatever the modern gun control equivalent of that old saying turns out to be. Yeah, that means they're going to sacrifice more kids, folks. You can count on it. Here are some excerpts from last night's address to the sycophants. He's all in favor of killing kids before they're allowed to come out of the womb, and of course, sniffing their hair or groping whatever body parts gullible parents will let him get away with for a dozen years or so thereafter. But when it comes to a contrived excuse to take more of your rights away, well, hey, Katie, bar the door. Here we go.
I just got off a trip from Asia meeting with Asian leaders. And what struck me on that 17-hour flight, what struck me was these kinds of mass shootings rarely happen anywhere else in the world.
Why can't we be more like communist China? They kill people en masse, and they don't even have to use guns to do it. They can lock them down in the cities, starve them out, and if anybody does get shot by the People's Army, you know they had it coming. They probably had some organs that needed harvesting, too.
These kinds of mass shootings rarely happen anywhere else in the world. Why? They have mental health problems. They have domestic disputes in other countries. They have people who are lost.
But if Boko Haram wants to kill a bunch of Christians in Africa, they usually use machetes. Of course, in Afghanistan, if the Taliban want to mass murder a whole bunch of people, well, we left them a hell of a lot better weapons than Americans are allowed to have anyway. Brandon Smith had this to say about it. It's important to note that tragedies like this aren't limited to the U.S., as some, and we know who he's talking about, gun grabbers would like you to believe. Numerous incidences of mass murder have taken place in Europe and Asia, despite very strict gun control. Many people have forgotten, evidently, the mass murder of French citizens in Paris, November 2015, by Islamic militants using AK-47s. Or how about the mass killing of Spanish citizens by Muslim terrorists? Oops, they didn't even have to use a gun. Barcelona, 2017. Instead,
a moving truck. Well, given what Biden wants to do with diesel prices and eliminating trucks in general anyway, they're moving just as hard and fast on truck control and confiscation as they are on gun control. But still, it's the same ultimate goal in both cases.
But these kinds of mass shootings never happen with the kind of frequency they happen in America. Why?
Actually, they only happen in gun-free killing zones in America. Why?
Why are we willing to live with this carnage? Why do we keep letting this happen?
Why do we keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result? Why do we keep passing more gun control laws and making more gun-free killing zones so that we can have more mass murders and then having to have more kids die so that we can go out and take the rest of your guns?
Where in God's name is our backbone?
Are you kidding me? If Americans had a backbone, they wouldn't have allowed the election to be stolen that put a senile traitor in the White House. If Americans had a backbone, or half a brain for that matter, they wouldn't still be allowing their kids to be sent off to the public cesspools, to be first masked and injected, and then sexually abused, and taught that God put the wrong sex in their little bodies. All the while they're sitting ducks in a gun-free killing zone, just waiting to be made fodder in the next round of human sacrifices to the great gods of gun control, so that this traitorous criminal can read his teleprompter over their graves. Have you had enough yet? Are you sick and tired of it yet? Or are you going to keep letting them do exactly what they've made clear they intend to do to you?
For every citizen in this country, we have to make it clear to every elected official in this country, it's time to act.
What good is the 25th Amendment if we continue to allow the destruction of the country?
When in God's name we do what we all know in our gut needs to be done?
When, in his real name, we quit putting up with crap like this, quit putting up with having our rule of law destroyed, quit putting up with having our friends and our children executed in gun-free killing zones, quit putting up with having our businesses ruined and our future and our children's future destroyed by traitors who are literally rubbing your noses in what they've been doing to you. And honestly, I think that makes the point. But hey, I thought the point would have been made when people who'd been double-duped into taking an untested gene modification therapy started dropping like flies. But then a lot of them went back for a Zyklon B booster. And even after the Lion Press finally admitted that the gain-of-function Wuhan booga-booga flu really was a bioweapon, they still haven't figured it out. And next they'll be wearing their monkeypox masks, you just know it, and offering up their arms for another shot.
Are you stupid or something?
I'm as stupid does.
And if they're stupid enough to keep on this path and allow themselves to be completely disarmed, these Shanghai lockdowns are going to look even kinder and gentler by comparison. But still, I do have to admit, folks, that there are some things that really, truly irritate your host. Even beyond the lies that we've come to expect from those traitors who occupy positions of power and crap upon their oaths before God. And Biden, in spite of his obvious senility, having openly stolen the election and then moved on to trying to destroy every aspect of this country's economy and rule of law, is arguably the worst in history. But there's something about watching him dance on the graves of children, even though he can't dance and can barely read a teleprompter, that still really rubs me the wrong way. And I guess it really comes to the front when I keep hearing him invoke God, although he doesn't know the name of the real one, and certainly, based on his fruit, doesn't even remotely worship the real one. But he keeps making this senile attempt to take what he thinks is his name in vain, over and over again. Now, this next sequence, folks, are just a few, in order, of the times where he tries to do that, up to the point, around 7 minutes in, where I got so sick and tired of listening to his damn lies that I just quit. Here goes.
As a nation, we have to ask, when in God's name, when in God's name, we do what we all know in our gut needs to be done? What in God's name do you need an assault weapon for except to kill someone? Deer aren't running through the forest with Kevlar vests on, for God's sake.
Good grief. And America has a senile mob boss with his finger on the nuclear button, diapered at both ends. We're an international joke, literally welcoming our own destruction. Which leads me to today's trip in the Wayback Machine to an earlier attempt at American disarmament. Still apropos, see if you remember not too long ago when the Biden Fuhrer, channeling his mentor Adolf, announced that the armed suspect who recently shot a pair of NYPD officers, in spite of their infamous citywide gun control, by the way, used a Glock handgun, which he then went on to claim was a weapon of war.
You know, the future's cut short by a man with a stolen Glock with 40 rounds. A magazine with 40 rounds.
Booga, booga, booga! Yes, any rounds is more than he wants the peons to be able to possess. But let's hear the rest.
It's really a weapon of war.
What a blithering idiot, and ignorant of history, too, but we're not surprised by that. If, in fact, the Glock was a dreaded weapon of war, as the U.S. Supreme Court pointed out in U.S. v. Miller in the 1930s, well, then it would be protected by the Second Amendment. As it was, they've used the bogus sporting purposes ruse to say, well, since it's not a weapon of war, the only thing you peons are allowed to have it for are sporting purposes. Und we don't think that qualifies. The truth of the matter is, folks, they don't care. Any way you slice it, you simply need to be disarmed, because what they've got planned, they don't want you being able to fight back against. And to bring that point home, all of this came on the heels of the White Whorehouse putting out a press release outlining the new Biden-Fuhrer plan for a new gun control initiative. This time it's titled the National Ghost Gun Initiative. And if you've been watching any network TV of late, you've seen how ghost gun is one of those really scary newly PC terms that they're going to force into general usage. What's a ghost gun? Well, a ghost gun is something that you slaves simply aren't going to be allowed to have. Because the concept is, if you made it with your own hand, and you didn't buy it from a licensed gun dealer, well, they still need a way to make sure that the slaves can't possess it. So we'll come up with a new term and a new ruse. They're now going to, quote, train a national cadre of persecutors and disseminate investigation and persecution tools, they spelled it wrong, to help bring cases against those who use ghost guns. And doesn't that just sound really scary? To commit crimes. And what's a crime going to eventually be? Well, besides thought crimes, yeah, any possession of anything they don't want you to have. Starting with especially something that was once explicitly protected by the Bill of Rights. And there's an irony in this story as well, courtesy of LawEnforcementToday.com. Even some of the mostest leftists of those officials are beginning to admit that nothing's going to change if the Biden-Fuhrer continues to blame guns, or even railing against cannons, as he did again this week, and not focusing on the criminals themselves, who are actually the ones perpetrating the violent crime and the homicides. And they didn't even mention the ones with government titles. Much less the ones that the Biden regime is bringing across the open southern border in mass and distributing throughout the country at taxpayer expense. But when it comes to the tip of the spear, and really stupid on steroids, you have to go to the far left coast to see what the Biden-Fuhrer is going to learn next. San Jose's mayor, Sick, has talked about seizing guns from people who thought they were owners and don't pay a new city confiscation tax. The mayor of that communist city, Sam Liccardo, spoke to Slate, what else, about seizing guns from people who refuse to pay that city's new $25 gun owner fee, or to comply with the city's new liability insurance requirement for people who thought they were still free citizens allowed to own property once protected by the Second Amendment. Breitbart News reported that San Jose City Council passed the pair of gross infringements, the fee ordinance and the liability insurance ordinance, on the 25th of January this year. And their communist mayor admits, in true CCP style, that the funds collected will go to organizations that intend to further gang rape and infringe the right to keep and bear arms. A foundation, he said, overseen by, quote, Stanford professors, an epidemiologist who's been focused on gun harm, ooh, booga, 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 and nonprofit, yeah, sure, experts who understand domestic violence prevention programs and suicide prevention. Unless, obviously, it's suicide by lethal injection of Zyklon B vaccine. And in true leftist form, Liccardo explained that the ordinance is civil rather than criminal. That way they don't have a burden of proof. But still, it would allow them to seize a firearm, which is, of course, the goal anyway. And I guess if history is any guide, it'll be pretty clear that when they break down a door and kill somebody who's resisting that theft, that was part of the plan too. And what's next? Well, I've already mentioned the CCP president. What that means is that they'll probably bill the family of those that were executed that way for the ammunition that the Gestapo used in breaking down the door and executing their loved one. Obviously, folks, they intend to keep it up until people learn to say no and mean it. And may Yahuwah bless you and yours.